You're the second person who's...
Ask me that question.
And the highest rank in the Army...
is a general.
And beneath the general is a...
colonel.
And the person in charge of a ship...
captain.
Do you ever hear the word captain used in other situations?
Yes, being this is a Navy town, we have many Navy captains. He's any naval officer with four stripes. But he may not be in command of a ship.
Do you ever hear the word captain used to call a person you work for, captain? Do you ever hear?
I've heard it, but I don't believe it's used here much. But I do. It's sort of similar that here we might call him boss. Mm-hmm. But I know other places they say captain.
Mm-hmm. And the person who presides over the court is called a...
judge.
And someone who goes to school.
Student.
And a woman who works in an office and does the typing and so forth.
Secretary.
And a man on the stage would be an actor. A woman would be a...
actress.
And if you're born in the United States, your nationality is...
U.S.
Or you're a...
you're a native.
Uh-huh.
Or you're an American.
And what different terms are there for blacks?
Well, we always... in years past, we always called them niggers. Then we started calling them negroes. And now, the way things are going, we have to call them blacks.
What other terms were there? Do you ever hear any joking names? Or?
Yes, I have. I'm trying to think. It's kind of the way we have to call them blacks. I can't remember the joking terms. They were coons. Coons.
Do you hear that nowadays? Or?
You do still hear it, but not like you used to.
And somebody of our race you'd call?
White.
Any other names for whites?
I think not.
What would you call a child that one parent's black and the other parent's white?
Well, we have a very peculiar thing in Pensacola. We call them Creoles.
Mm-hmm.
And we're well aware what a real Creole is, really Spanish, French.
Mm-hmm.
We call any mixture, in Pensacola, we call any mixture Creoles, when they're mm-hmm. probably actually octoroons. Mm-hmm. We call anybody that's got white and black, we call them Creoles.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's peculiar to Pensacola.
Do you have many people like that?
We have quite a few, and they're very fine people, and they're a sad race. Because they consider themselves better than blacks,
mm-hmm.
but they're not accepted by whites. And they have a history of not being very healthy. They're mm-hmm. practically all Catholics.
Mm-hmm.
And then many years ago, they created their own benevolent society to take care of themselves because they were not healthy people.
Just the Creoles?
Just the Creoles. But we called any mixture Creole.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it is peculiar to Pensacola Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all is a very aristocratic people of Creole.
Mm-hmm. Well, has there been a Negro elite here? Or is there, in some cities, you know, there have been a few black families that were wealthy and, you know, maybe owned most of the black businesses here. And were Creole or, you know, very light-skinned. Is that the situation here?
Yeah, yes, but there are very few of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very respected people. In fact, we have one that we do business with, and he's a man now, 75, and he's a Creole. And he's such a dignified gentleman, I call him Mr. Barrios.
Mm-hmm.
Although I know he's a Creole. But he's such a dignified gentleman that I won't call him Barrios.
Mm-hmm.
I call him Mr. Barrios.